We want this casket open. We want the country to see what has happened to our baby, to our baby, Ahmaud Arbery. We want the all the nasty, dirty, racist truth to be shown for people to understand what these three white racist men did. The same type of mentality that existed in Tulsa Massacre, where they opened up the casket to show you what happened in Tulsa Massacre to the black community, is the same mentality of what we wanted to show happened to Ahmaud Arbery. The Ahmaud Arbery family, Marcus, Diane, thank you all for having that courage. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for showing America what courage looks like and what it means to be a proud member of the African-American family and to stand up for your loved one. Thank you all. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Darryl. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the support.
God bless you, bro.
God bless y'all, too. God bless y'all, too. And you know,
keep working like you work, man.
Thank you so much. We certainly would be pushing it. We certainly would be pushing
it. All right, Darryl. All right. Thank you, man. Y'all have a blessed day, too.
Okay, y'all do the same. Thank you so much. And folks, we turn the page. We're on to our next topic. Let me tell you, Barbara Arnwine and I will be in Phoenix, Arizona. Barbara, we hit it there later today after she leaves Oklahoma. I'll be there tomorrow morning. We're going to be training up some Gen Zs, those 18 to 35s, that you think that the Arberys have some fight in them, and they got a lot of fight. You think that Amishan had some fight, and he has a lot of fight. You think that Barbara and I have fight and determination and grit? We got it. Let me tell you something. We're training up some 18 to 35-year-olds. They're going to be, let me tell you, they're going to be something special when they get into the community. They're going to be activists. They're going to stick to their principles. They're going to know how to fight. And we're so excited to have some of them with us. We'll be doing this training in Phoenix, Arizona, April the 3rd through April the 8th. Reverend Kathy, are you with us?
I sure am.
All right. One of the things that we do with regard to this training that we have coming up in Phoenix, Arizona, folks, we're going to go through 13. Okay. All right, we have a little activity in the background on someone's phone. So if you are not Reverend Kathy, you could mute your phone for 1 second so that we can hear Reverend Kathy very clearly. And then when I call on each of our other speakers, if you could just come on off mute and comment. So Reverend Kathy, one of the things we know as we head down to Phoenix, Arizona, is that Phoenix is an area where there's a lot going on. Part of what we'll do, we'll have 13, 14 different panels that are spilling into our young leaders. But we're also going to do a community activation, and you were key with that community activation. Can you share with our audience what this full court press is all about?
Full court press is an opportunity for the trainees to put into practice all of the wonderful tools that they would garner during their sessions to actually come out into the street and to talk to people, and they get to register people to vote. They get to talk about policy. TJC is giving away banned books, and your earlier guest talked about the importance of teaching things that folks don't want us to know, like about the Oklahoma.
And you're right. We have a lot that's going to be going on with this community activation. And Reverend Dr. Kathy Patterson, it sounds like you're out in the community now. She's the senior pastor over at the Fountain of Life Church in Arizona, as well as the CEO of Empowering Arizona. And I know that the community activation we have that's scheduled for South Phoenix is just going to be off the charts. We're going to have the Hoop Bus. We're going to have all kinds of educational information, voting information, banned books, all those things that Reverend Kathy was talking about are going to be present at this activation. If you are in the South Phoenix area, we encourage you to come on out to be with us. And let me tell you, we're going to just have an exciting time there in South Phoenix at the Zion Institute. And so, if you're around the Zion Institute, we encourage you to come on out to that.
Could I mention two other things?
Absolutely.
Could I mention two other things, Darryl?
Sure.
First of all, the Zion Institute was formed to break intergenerational pain. And so the fact that you're coming into a place where there's been historical voter suppression. Phoenix, they used to call the Alabama of the West. A lot of people don't know that Jim Crow was active and alive. And the Zion Institute is located in the segregated portion of Phoenix where blacks, the only place blacks were allowed to live. And so it's a very symbolic place. It's a very historical place. It's meeting at the well. We're meeting where people can be healed in the community. And I am so grateful for what TJC does because it's really important. And you know, we have always come back to train our young folks so they can be next up. In fact, one of the persons that helped this come about is a woman named Dr. Signa Oliver. And she recently gave me a sweatshirt that says, "My only job is to be a good ancestor." And so by feeding these young folks, the work that Barbara Arnwine and Daryl Jones through TJC are doing is so critical because we have to keep moving forward, but we have to learn about our past and then use that as the platform. As Barbara was saying, that when the murder of Martin Luther King happened, it activated her. We need to activate the Gen Zs and the millennials. And by focusing on, you know, the death of Aubrey, that's another way of getting us to understand that the battle hasn't been won. We still need to be in this battle. And then by the community seeing young people out engaging, it will invigorate people and remind them that they need to be out in the streets themselves, engaging, registering people, and giving hope to those who are suppressed, like former felons. We need to restore their voting rights. We need to help the homeless understand that just because they are unhoused doesn't mean that they have ceded their constitutional rights to vote. So it's a very important moment in the history of this valley, and it will be a very visual moment, and we're so excited about it.
Yeah, and you have a great segue, Reverend Dr. Kathy Patterson. Esquire, how many different titles can we give Reverend Kathy Patterson? Esquire, it's a great segue because we have two of the folks that are going to be involved in that training in Phoenix that are on the line with us. You know, we have Edric Coleman, who is a trainee that's coming up for this Phoenix training in Arizona. We also have, he's also the State Alabama Youth and College Division President, as well as the student, as well as a student at Alabama State University. He's a member of, you know, America's first black fraternity, Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity, and he's hosted events to get people registered to vote. Eldrick, welcome to Igniting Change.
Thank you for that nice introduction, and thank you for having me.
And we also have with us Shaughnessy Rickman. Shaughnessy also is going to be part of the training class. She's a native of Mississippi, a community organizer. You know, she led a 16-week campaign to focus on voter registration, education, voter protection, and getting the vote out. You know, it was a nonpartisan effort and just did a phenomenal job in that area. The campaign brought together college students, community volunteers, grassroots organizers, and it just registered new voters and updated voter information ahead of the election. You know, she hosted political education forums. She's done a whole lot, and she, you know, looked forward to working with her and seeing her at this training that's coming up. Trying to say, welcome to Igniting Change. Sean, you there?
Yes, sorry. Okay. Trying to get my phone to work. Thank you. I can't wait to be with y'all this week.
And Sean, I've got to ask you, Sean, if you could, you know, sort of quickly answer this question. what brought you to the point of deciding that you wanted to try to be a part of this training class from the Transformative Justice Coalition?
Well, I've been doing this work with, like, young people and trying to get them registered since 2020. And a lot of the trainings and stuff that I have been in, they don't really, like, focus on young people between the 18 and 35 age range, which I think is important. But also the people that are in the room aren't young people like myself. So being able to be in an environment with young people who are who have the same goal and mission that I have is going to be like a new experience for me.
And Eldrick, the same question for you. What are you expecting to get out of this training in Phoenix? You heard a little bit from Reverend Dr. Cathy about what's going to happen when you get into the streets with the training. What are you expecting from this training?
I'm expecting to expand, and every day I'm looking to expand and become more frequent with voter education so that I'm able to educate other people and get them to be able to understand who they're voting for, who's running, why are you voting for them, what exactly are you voting for? Because a lot of times some people just go to the polls and don't even know what they're voting for. And a lot of times some people just don't even show up to the polls. So as the NAACP Youth and College President of Alabama, one of my main goals is to make sure that everyone is registered to vote so that everyone can have their voice heard. So when I heard about this opportunity, I said this is a great opportunity for me to be able to expand my knowledge on voter education and be able to expand it back to Alabama and back across the United States.
Wow. And you know, and I can, Reverend Cathy, you still with us?
Absolutely.
Reverend Cathy, you know,
can I say one more thing about the importance not only of Arizona, but the importance of the Black community here in voting?
Absolutely. Yep. We have about 20 seconds. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We are actually, everyone knows we're a swing state, but what they don't understand is that Black folks represent 7.45% of the populace here, and the election was won by less than 1%. So if Black folks get out here, we can determine who the next president is in Arizona alone. Mm-hmm.
And in Arizona, Reverend Cathy, if I'm not mistaken, you have a lot of voter suppression legislation that has just recently been introduced to make it more difficult for young voters, Black voters, voters of color, Native American voters to be able to access the ballot. Is that correct?
They've made it a felony to assist a student to register to vote, and they've made it also a felony if a student is registered back home, they have to, quote, be deregistered, which means, and most states don't have a process for being deregistered in their home state. So it has a chilling effect for students who are matriculating in Arizona. Those are just two examples.
So just to be certain, I've heard you correctly and that the leaders heard you correctly. It is a felony to assist a student to be able to vote. And if a student tries to vote, they try to make it so difficult based on where they're living and where they're in school that they can be charged criminally if they guess wrong. Is that correct, Reverend Cathy?
Right. So it has a chilling effect. It stops them from registering because they're afraid they may inadvertently step into a felony.
There you go, folks. It's time to get off the sidewalk and get into the streets. We need people to know what's happening in Arizona, what's happening in your community. It's time to vote, folks. It's voting season. Get off the sidewalks. Get into the streets. Make your way to a ballot box. Until next Tuesday, noon Eastern Standard Time, peace, everybody.
The preceding program was paid for by Barbara Arnwine. On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, are giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals. because no one deserves our help more than the men and women.
WOL Washington, D.C. W240DJ Washington. 95.9 WMMJ HD3 Bethesda. WKYS HD3 Washington. WPRS HD3 Waldorf and worldwide at WOL.